Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast and a new album called Inca Trail Connections that features music from the area of South America in which the Inca people built one of the most amazing transportation networks in the New World, tens of thousands of miles long, with roads and bridges that traverse some of the most difficult terrain imaginable. The opening music was Danza Rustica, composed by José Carlos Campos, while he was still a student at the National Conservatory in Lima, Peru. Here's a bit more of that piece. Music by José Carlos Campos. As I mentioned in the introduction, the inspiration for this album is the Caminos del Inca, or Inca Trails. In the album notes, conductor Miguel Harth Bedoya describes these trails as an extensive network of roads that traverses South America across the countries of Peru, Bolivia, Ecuador, Chile, Argentina, and Colombia. This network connected lands and people, uniting them physically and resulting in the sharing of ideas. The musical tradition of the area is ancient and rich and includes indigenous sounds and rhythms, as well as the cultural influences of European colonizers. From the southern end of the Inca Trails, here's music by Argentinian composer Alberto Williams, his Prima Obertura de Concierto. That was music by Alberto Williams. Santos Cifuentes was born in Colombia in 1870. He wrote his Scherzo sobre Aires Tropicales as part of the requirements to obtain his Master of Music and Composition degree in Bogota, Colombia. It received its first performance at his graduation recital. Cifuentes went on to become an important music teacher both in Santiago de Chile and in Buenos Aires. But for now, imagine you are at a graduation recital in Bogota, Colombia. The year is 1894. That was music by Colombian composer Santos Cifuentes. Composer Francisco Pulgar Vidal was born in Huánuco, a town in the Peruvian Andes. The town was founded in 1539 and sits at an elevation of 1,880 meters, or just over 6,000 feet. Although Vidal received a law degree, music was much more important in his life, and many of his compositions have a strong Andean flavor or influence. In addition to his own music, he also transcribed and arranged folk music from the region so that this music could be part of the standard concert hall repertoire. Here is his piece, Casque, named after a town near where he was born. Thank you. Music by Francisco Pulgar Vidal. Composer Celso Garrido Lecca was born in 1926 in Piura, in the northwest corner of Peru. He studied at the National Conservatory of Lima, then at the University of Chile in Santiago. He then won scholarships to study in New York and eventually studied with Aaron Copland at Tanglewood. From his Danzas Populares Andinas, here is a beautiful slow movement. That was music by Peruvian composer Celso Garrido Lecca. The conductor on this excellent album, Miguel Hart Bedoya, was also born in Peru, the country that was at the center of the Inca Empire. Hart Bedoya is conducted all over the world, but now commits much of his time to education and passing on his knowledge to younger generations. He must also be a source of great inspiration to younger classical musicians throughout Latin America. As of August 2020, he's the Director of Orchestral Studies at the University of Nebraska in Omaha. Here he is conducting music by Colombian composer Alejandro Tobar from his piece Calamari, composed in 1967.
Thank you.
Music by Alejandro Tobar. You've been listening to music from a new Naxos album titled Inca Trail Connections, with the Norwegian Radio Orchestra conducted by Miguel Hart Bedoya. It's a wonderful album, and it includes the first ever recordings of four of the pieces that are included on the album, so you heard it here first. Naxos catalog number 8.574266. To go out, here's the ending of Danza Fantastica by Chilean composer Enrique Soro, composed in 1916. Thanks for joining me for this podcast. I hope you can join me again next time. Until then, I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.